Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, brought to you by the Desai Group. The Desai Group, getting the real work of innovation done. Visit them on the web at desai.com, D-E-S-A-I.com. The High Velocity Radio Show is where we celebrate innovative professionals producing better results in less time. Produced and directed by Lee Cantor and brought to you live from the Radio X studio in Atlanta, Georgia. Now here's your host, Stone Payton.
Coming to you live from balmy Atlanta, Georgia. I think it was maybe, 31 degrees driving in this morning, Lee?
Yeah, I know. You gotta love that, huh? You told me spring was going to be here last week, and then all of a sudden it's snowing.
Yeah, and we got the golf shirts printed up with the logo and everything, and here it is. It's under freezing. What'd you do this weekend?
Played in the snow. What about you?
I went to the Cherish the Future event for the Furniture Bank of Metro Atlanta, raised a lot of money for those folks, heard a very inspirational speaker. This young lady had actually successfully gotten out of an abusive relationship, and one of the reasons that she was able to get on her feet was because of the good work that the folks are doing over there at the Furniture Bank. We had a great time. My wife Holly went home with a beautiful piece from Lisa Olens, and it was just a lot of fun doing the whole auction thing.
What was why don't you explain what they do there? It's they take furniture, right, and then they have designers.
Well, yeah, you know, of course, they get furniture donated to them all year long. But for this, in preparation for this fundraiser event, what they do is they have local designers and artists come to the warehouse, pick out a piece of this donated furniture, take it back to their studio, and then add their magic to it, and then put it up for bid. And just some beautiful and, you know, one-of-a-kind pieces. And it was a marvelous evening, and it was a great excuse to wear my tuxedo.
Oh, you have your own, right?
Yes, I do. I bought it last year to go to my nephew's wedding. And, you know, when you have your own tux, you look for excuses
of
to
course.
Wear your tux.
And you're wearing it now, right?
Yeah. Well, we've got a marvelous show for you this morning. The first gentleman that we're going to have on this morning is with an organization that's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine, Investor's Business Daily, Forbes, Business Week, Wall Street, CNBC's Power Lunch, Bloomberg Television. He's finally made it to the big time, and we have him here on the High Velocity Radio Show. Please welcome, if you will, Mr. Kent Gregoire with the Alternative Board of Metro Atlanta. Welcome to the show, Kent.
Good morning, Stone. Good morning, everyone. Great to be here.
Well, we are delighted to have you on the show. How about giving us a little background on the Alternative Board?
Sure. The Alternative Board, we work with business owners and leaders, entrepreneurs of privately held companies. Best way to really explain the people that we work with is they're unconditionally committed to the success of their companies achieving higher levels of growth for their businesses as well as achieving their personal visions.
So what kind of businesses do you work with?
We work with businesses of all different, from all different industries. All of our boards are made up of non-competing business owners so that they can actively engage in the discussions that are necessary, oftentimes discussions that they don't even have with their traditional boards or within their organizations. They're dealing with tough challenges in these uncertain economic times, and so it's a great place for them to get the advice they need from others who are also experiencing challenging times as well.
Now, is this board made, is this something that an expert kind of facilitates, or is it a bunch of people in different industries that kind of share best practices?
The boards are all facilitated by professional facilitators as well as business coaches and advisors. They're made up of no more than 10 individuals from the non-competing businesses, meet every single month using think tank, sounding board, different formats to help them either seize new opportunities, which is a big thing today. Most of our members are dealing with marketing and sales type issues. They're wanting to increase their sales and understand that right now it's more challenging. They don't want to reinvent themselves, but they want to take their business to greater revenue levels. So we explore those issues on tab boards.
Can you share maybe a story? You don't have to give out who the company is, but an example of somebody in an industry that maybe typically doesn't do this kind of thing, and we're able to work with you and have some success?
Well, in terms of an industry that typically doesn't work with us, probably not as much from that perspective, Lee, because we really do need to have members from all different industries. It's so important that we have change in perspective so that they can improve their business and ultimately enjoy their life greater. So some of the challenges that business owners have faced that have brought to TAB boards recently have been around marketing and sales. We have one business owner that has had to make a really tough decision this past week. The company had grown tremendously over the past 8 years. They have, due to the nature of their business, have had to accept that budgets in large corporations have been slashed, and it's very difficult for them to sell into these companies. So we had to look at some new ways of being able to deliver their service to the marketplace. The board has been very instrumental in that, as well as causing them to rethink their business. The big question that I asked is, when your company was an $8 million company, what did it look like? And so we went to the drawing board. We took a look at what an $8 million company looked like for them. That was 3 years ago. And we have helped them make adjustments, both the board as well as myself as their advisor and coach, to readjust that business to what it looked like at $8 million, not what it looked like as a $20 million organization.
Now, you have a pretty rigorous process for earning the right to participate on one of these boards, don't you? Can you tell us a little bit about that process?
Actually, that process is very rigorous. You know, Stone, we're really, by design, the best-kept secret in Atlanta. One of the things that we're taking very seriously and have even upped the challenge to prospective business owners coming in is the qualification. So the first part of the qualification is I sit down with them and I ask a series of questions. It begins to help me identify with that individual and to help them understand what it is that they really want from a process. We need to have business owners that are unconditionally committed. They're very serious about their business. Most of our business owners are already successful business people. They're doing a great job, but they understand, you know, what they don't know, they don't know. And they're looking to change that perspective so they can grow their companies. The process includes actually doing an assessment on the individuals for a number of reasons. One of the biggest reasons is to make sure there's the right placement on an individual board, that they have a good match with the members that are there, and that the members that are on that board feel that adding this individual will bring around, will bring about a perspective that is needed.
In an environment like that, I suspect there are a lot of ideas that get surfaced. And I have a question for you because I see this a lot consulting in the innovation arena where sometimes organizations really don't have much of a challenge in generating ideas. But I'm real curious to know what you do within your process that allows the business to capture those ideas and actually venture them and implement those. What do you guys do to get some reins around that process?
One of the things we do that is unique to our process here in Atlanta in our program is we have a process called responsibility-centered leadership. And under that, it's about creating a culture of high performance where innovation, where real ideas are able to foster. People are encouraged to and their ideas are celebrated. So often in organizations, they tend to be more characteristic of in small organizations, especially where the business owner might kind of control the ideas.
Imagine that.
Yeah. So we try to bring about a culture of where there's no fault, no guilt, no blame, where individuals are truly empowered. When working with our business owners, that's an area that we look at very closely in helping them be the most empowered individuals they can, as well as creating organizations of responsibility and accountability in a completely non-threatening environment, in one in which people want to participate, and miraculous things happen for companies like that and TAB members here in Atlanta, TAB standing for the Alternative Board.
Now, you're not only are you in charge of the Metro Atlanta area, aren't you involved also on the national or even international level with the company?
Very early Sunday morning, I returned from 4.5 days in Denver, where the Alternative Board International is located. We represent over 3,000 business owners right now here in the United States. And I do serve on the board, the advisory board to the Alternative Board, and work directly with the CEO and president, as well as the chairman of the board, on virtually a daily basis. It's an incredible organization, and it's a lot of fun to do that.
Well, now that you're back, you have an event coming up very soon here locally called Fight Back. Tell us a little bit about this event coming up.
Yeah, in these turbulent times, fighting back, best marketing, sales, and finance practices for these tough times is the name of the event. And it's taking place Wednesday, 11 to 1:30 at the Ashford Club. The event is really not the same old with regard to marketing, sales, and finance. We're bringing out some things that many business owners are not aware of that can help them grow their business in this environment and to be prepared when the economy turns around for significant growth. Finance is not about reading financial statements. It's a way we have some discussions taking place about some things that can be done. Our co-host for the event is F. Trans, and they'll be talking about how you can actually expand your business in this market without having to be concerned about the cash flow issues. It's a unique perspective. It's not widely known here in Atlanta, but it is in some of the other metropolitan cities, and TAB members now in Atlanta are going to be able to benefit from it.
Is there any kind of mistake you're seeing that businesses are making when they hear all this negativity in the press? Are they getting this kind of bunker mentality where they just want to hide and wait this thing out?
Yeah, there's several things I could talk about, but since we're talking about the event, one of the things that I've noticed, and I'm going to touch on it briefly at the event on Wednesday, is sales process. Sales process in and of itself isn't new, and it's not the things I'm hoping to really drive home, but it is important. Right now, I'm noticing in the small to middle-sized, medium-sized businesses that the people in charge of sales are starting to skip some of the processes, the steps in the process, skipping those steps can be the difference between securing a new client or increasing the sales level with a particular client or not getting it at all. And people are a little antsy. They're trying to push it forward. They're trying to skip some of the important pieces. And so my advice is you have a process, and if you don't have a process, you need to have one. And if you have one, don't skip the steps. Remember, they're there for a reason. Sales processes typically don't change a lot. Certainly strategies and plans change a lot more often.
So you're saying that they're skipping it, like they're trying to fast forward the process because they need the sale, because they feel a sense of urgency? Is that what you're saying?
Lee, that's exactly it. And I've seen it. In fact, I had conversations with a business owner while I was out in Denver. I called back to Atlanta, and this business owner, the sales team, is definitely skipping steps in the process, and they're trying to push faster to get a close, which, as you and I know, especially in a complex sale, closing is when the business owner has found that the conditions are favorable to them, and they choose to. It's they choose to close, and they ask for the next step. Business owners and the salespeople in small organizations are trying to force people to take the next step versus create the conditions by which they're ready to take the next step.
Now, when you're dealing with, how do you coach businesses that are in markets where it's totally depressed, like the home builders or, you know, mortgage brokers, people that are just devastated where people aren't spending any money? And does it require like kind of a rethinking of getting back to the core of why they're even in business?
Well, the core of getting, you know, why they were in business is always really important. All of our members, we work with them not to forget why they got into business and to keep their eye on not only their business goals, but also their personal vision. But thinking about a particular TAB member who has experienced some real challenges due to the fact that they serve the construction industry. They serve general contractors nationwide and even out of the country, providing a particular product, and right now there's not a lot of construction in their space. As a result, we have worked with this member to help them develop a rolling 90-day plan, brought the company back to look like it did when it was much smaller, operate from that base, but expend more energies and time in terms of being out there with the customers. This particular business owner is out there visiting customers, flying this week to Houston to see a customer, staying very much intact and not losing sight of how important it is right now to be doing a lot of marketing, in-face marketing.
Sounds like really rewarding work. I got a question for you, Kent. What's the most fun about the work that you're doing, and what do you find frustrating?
Well, the most fun about the work I do is I can sincerely say, and those people who work with me know that I'm extremely passionate about what I do. I've enjoyed a great career, so to be able to leverage my expertise doing facilitating, coaching, business advising is just, for me, it truly is not work. Probably the most frustrating part, however, and it's something that we have successfully begun to overcome this challenge for me as well as our members, is oftentimes a business owner is kind of stuck in place more because of how they see things, and trying to remove those roadblocks or show them how to remove those roadblocks used to be very, very frustrating. We have a very effective way at doing that now, and it's actually the cornerstone of our coaching process.
Kent, we have a tradition here on the High Velocity Radio Show where we ask each guest to share, if they would, a mistake that they've made somewhere in their career, and really, more importantly, what they've learned from it. Could we get you to do that for us?
Well, fortunately, I had a little heads up on this. The challenge was, is which one do I talk about? Mm-hmm. And so I decided to go back a long time ago because recently I've met some business owners that reminded me of myself when I was in my late 20s. I had what became an enormously successful software design and development company that we were not only serving college and university administration in the U.S., but also around the globe in the Pohnpei Islands, in remote places, Egypt as well, and India. So we had a very good success. The problem is I was young, and I thought that I had to know all the answers. That to turn to others outside of my organization certainly would make me look like, especially having been so successful so quickly, would make me look like possibly I didn't know what I was doing. Maybe I didn't. Despite that, sometimes we can still have financial success. So, you know, I thought I had to think all the time or else I wasn't being productive, thinking I had to know all those answers, thinking I could do it all, putting myself into overwhelm frequently, not realizing what I don't know, and always trying to think up new business ideas and solve every problem, only to realize I was spreading, myself thin and not living my life in the right here and now. So my real challenge was really beginning to understand myself better and where was this coming from. I did participate in a process of coaching only. This company was in Burlington, Vermont. I had a great coach. He was a marathon runner. He won, came in second place in the marathon that takes place, Ironman in Hawaii. Great guy, and he really was able to coach me and to help me understand myself better, so that I, in fact, could move those barriers in my life to allow me to achieve greater success both business-wise and personally.
Oh, well, that's terrific. Sounds like good advice. Tell us again the details on this event that you have coming up on March the 4th. We'll get it posted at highvelocityradio.com, but let's share that with our listeners.
Sure. It's a Fight Back, Best Marketing, Sales, and Finance Practices for Tough Times. It takes place at the Ashford Club, 11 to 1 p.m. this Wednesday, March 4th, and registration information is available at www.tabmetroatlanta.com. The speakers at this event, I will be speaking on sales. Kirk Wilson is coming in from Austin, Texas. He is a phenomenal guy in the marketing arena. He has the world's most efficient system of demand generation, has unbelievable track record on that. It's really, really great. He's a dynamic speaker as well. John Hayes, founder and chairman of F-Trans here in Atlanta, will also be speaking, and we're just really excited. We have a great show already for this event. There are some open seats, not a lot, but there are probably 10 open seats as of this morning.
And what's the best way to contact you if our listeners are interested in learning more about the alternative board and maybe participating in this process?
Sure. Phone call to 404-962-4455. That's 404-962-4455. Or to go to our website, www.tabmetroatlanta.com. TAB is the acronym for the Alternative Board.
And then what size companies are the best suited for your organization?
Best companies suited for our organization are anywhere between $1 million and up to $100 million. That's our sweet spot right now is mostly in the $5 to $25 million range, but we do run boards for various size companies, and the expertise of the business owner and the needs they have matched up with other business owners. So if there's somebody who falls in that parameter, we have a great place for them.
Kent, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been an absolute delight having you on the show.
Great. Thank you very much, Stone. Thanks, Lee.
Until next time, this is Stone Payton, Kent Gregoire, Lee Cantor, and the entire Radio X family saying we'll see you in the Fast Lane.